This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order. A world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9, 3, 0, 2, 8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
That would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
Your government, Republicans and Democrats, were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gleason and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are, so welcome to the show. A lot of things going on, as usual, here on Agenda 21 Radio and, of course, out there in the real world. I know that some of you are not thinking that you're in the real world, but you are. That's the way it is. Anyway, so welcome to the show. We have got just tons of things going on. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news, so that you can see what is really truly going on. And you can email me, Paul, at a21r.com if you want to get a hold of me. Now, newcaliforniastate.com. Newcaliforniastate.com is, of course, the New California State Movement website. Please go there so you can find out what is going on. We're taking in new counties, more and more new counties, as many possibly as 10 counties in one day. Tomorrow will be brought in. They've gone through the certification process and gotten committees together. They're organizing as committees in their counties right now. This is just an infectious thing, I'm telling you. You would not believe the phone calls and the conversations that I get into with all of the people that are part of New California and people in California that want to, they don't want to get out of California, they want to take it back, and they're ticked. They realize that this takeover of California has been orchestrated for a long time. They're finally connecting the dots about how this whole plan has been pulled together by Jerry Brown and his cohorts, the people behind the scenes. And now we have Kevin DeLeon taking on the president. So the theme for today's show is how have they orchestrated this anti-Trump mentality? And think about it. Okay, Trump has had his way, right, with the Harvey Weinstein thing. And now Oprah enters the fray. She's going to run for president. And Harvey Weinstein will be the vice president. There you go. Of course, there's so much happening. And by the way, where is Obama? Where is Obama? Have you seen him? Has he been out in public at all for a while? Has he? The answer is no. I mean, we heard from him in the middle of the Christmas break, but the interview turned out to be, and it was really kind of interesting, and I mentioned this at the time, as I was doing the show, actually, and it was a break, and they came up, and I heard Obama's voice, and said, wow, I haven't heard that voice in a long time. Now, this must have been around Christmas. And I said, now, what the heck is that? So, at the break, I get up and towards the end of the break, I run in there, and I said, I don't see that. And so, I said, wow, there's Obama. So, I come back, and I said, wow, there's Obama. So, I said to myself, you know, wait a minute here. That's something wrong with that. And so, I went to the website. I went to Fox News. And it turns out, they were pitching it almost like it was happening today. But the interview in which he was talking to Prince Harry. And he was doing a radio show in September, September 5th, in fact. And I thought to myself, why would they do that? Well, it's a deception, obviously. Where is Obama? The question is, where is Obama? And why didn't he show up last night at the Golden Globes? I would think that if he wants to give his good buddy, Oprah, a little shove in the presidential direction, that he would be there, or at least say something, right? Because he's always big. He never would miss something like this if he was invited. Perhaps he's not available. Well, if he obviously he wasn't. And where was Hillary? She wasn't there either. See, this is, we haven't heard it from anybody. So, is there something else going on? Now, I'm talking about distraction by shiny object, of course. But then there's the initiative now from the left, the pushback. Their attack on Trump is happening. They're going full throttle. They're running out of time in a lot of ways, and California plays into this mix. Don't think that it doesn't. Okay, so let's see what we have. We've got the Harvey Weinstein scandal, and that just slays the dragon for Trump. He wins on that one. Winning. And there's a lot of pushback because it's not just Harvey. It's about the pedophilia business and about all the other things going on that emanate from Hollywood and other places. They're under siege. And then all of a sudden, where's Russia? There's no Russia. Trump is winning on that one because we know there's no... We've been telling people way before Trump was telling people there's no collusion there because we factually have information to indicate it never was collusion there. Okay, so now we're setting the stage here for you. So now, what do we have? We've got the book, which is now out on PDF. It's out on PDF. WikiLeaks leaked the whole thing. It's there. No need to buy it. It's free by WikiLeaks. In fact, you can go to our website and you can click on the link there on our website and get the book for free. Compliments of, Agenda 21. You can have it for free. Isn't that nice? We aren't going to charge it. You might want to leave a little money in the donation thing there for us. We would appreciate that. We appreciate donations. So anyway, we get the situation with Harvey and Oprah. I just love that one. Okay. Now, in the strategy of things, we've got the assault. They're trying to bring the landing craft and land on the beach. They're trying to establish a beachhead against Donald Trump. So now we got the book. They're pushing back like crazy. Now we've got California. California, here I come. And the big setup for California was three big articles that occurred that came out in a row, just denouncing the New York Times and the LA Times. They come out and they're just slamming on Trump. articles about, oh, the Trump doesn't know what he's doing about the beaches of California, blah, blah, blah. I mean, all this kind of stuff. We're going to get in that in the next hour, actually. So we have this whole thing. And then last night, the Golden Globes. The roll, the creme de la creme rollout of Oprah and, as some sort of pushback against Donald Trump. And, of course, there's Trump derangement syndrome out of all this, right? See, the Russia, Russia, Russia thing doesn't work. Now they've got to come up with the book and with everybody in Hollywood and all the media just jumping all on cue, I might add. Isn't that right? The talk shows were just doing nothing but talking about Trump's derangement syndrome, how he's not fit, 25th Amendment, blah, 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 this whole thing. They don't have Russia anymore, but they got this. So we got Trump derangement syndrome, the California thing going on, the book thing going on, and the Golden Globes. It's the assault on Donald Trump. It's full on right now. And they're making fools of themselves. Because on the other end of Trump, what is it? Oh, the economy's stupid. What's happening there? Where's this? I'm sorry, but what's the stock market look like these days? And what about that tax cut? See, they are so afraid they're going to lose everything, as they should, because the economy is coming back as a roaring tiger. And not only that, if you check the world equity markets lately, go to Bloomberg early in the morning, by the way. They got some. They really do cover the news very well there. I know it's Michael Bloom, but they do a very good job. So do the guys on CNBC. You know, the business part of it. Not MSNBC, CNBC, the business part. Have you checked out those equity markets worldwide since Trump became president? It's called winning, winning, winning worldwide. We'll be back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Agenda.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And MyPillow. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I don't know where I'd be without MyPillow. I'm really serious about this. I didn't believe all the hype, but then when I got MyPillow and I went through the whole process, you know, they take you through a process. This is kind of like a tailored piece for your head is what it is. They check out what shirt you wear, you know, what side of the, do you sleep on the back, the front, the side, do you flip-flop, are you a flip-flopper? They ask all these detailed questions that are going to be specially applied to your head and your neck. And I got to tell you, it works. It absolutely works. The first night that I had MyPillow under my head, it was wonderful, and I've enjoyed it ever since. So I recommend strongly MyPillow, 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and Agenda is the code, Agenda. You can also go to our website and click right there and pull it right up and make sure you put the code word Agenda so you can get your discounts and everything else. Okay, evacuations ordered in Santa Barbara due to fear of mudslides. Santa Barbara, which, by the way, is a county, they're organizing down there to become part of New California. And that's the first step, and they're into it. But it's kind of interesting. We've had two counties that have been affected. For New California, in terms of the organizational phases, by fires. First of all, October, it was Sonoma. And then, actually, last month in December, it was Santa Barbara. So they've been affected, and people haven't been able to get together. In Sonoma, they're together finally. Tragic story in Sonoma about our organizing committee. We had seven people, and some family members and so on, that were engaged with New California. And that was before the fire hit, and then after the fire, I tried getting a hold of everybody, and I could only get a hold of one. And we still have not been able to find out whatever happened to the other six. Now, that's kind of devastating, quite frankly. Personally, I've talked to these people. I don't know what happened to them. I have no idea. But I am going to be in Sonoma area, Santa Rosa, actually. I'll be giving a speech and presentation up here in the next few days, and I'm going to do some investigations on my own with some help of some people up there. So I'm going to be looking into the fires and what's going on, because I was up there the week before the fires and checked it all out. So anyway, that's what we're going to be doing. Okay, so some of the things going on, though, this is, we're still sticking with Donald Trump is a crazy guy, right? Okay, so Donald Trump is a crazy guy. And now here's another guy who's a moron I'm going to talk about. He happens to be my moron because he is my representative to Congress. His name is Garamendi. Right. It's interesting. I pulled this up, and I don't know, was it yesterday? It must have been yesterday. I started reading about this stuff, and somebody said, you need to go to Breitbart and check out what this John Garamendi said. John Garamendi is, in the congressional district here in Northern California, in services. He's been one of these gerrymandered Democrats into a Republican zone of Sutter County. Okay, now the Citizens Commission on Redistricting in California has the responsibility to lay out all these different congressional districts, assembly districts, and Senate, and so on. And they are completely biased, obviously, towards Democrats. So in order to disrupt any kind of Republican base, what they do is they gerrymander Democrats into the Republican area just enough so that the Republicans won't win. I mean, that's really kind of what it is. It's totally, improper, if not downright illegal. But, you know, in California, we're a corrupt state led by all the corruption out here. So anyway, we get Garamendi, who was a good friend of the Clintons. And his congressional district covers UC Davis. Okay, so there you go. So it covers all the way up here, deep conservative to ultra, ultra liberal down there. And that's what he is an ultra liberal. And of course, not too many people around where I'm at care for him. And, of course, when people start to, people in the area right now that are listening and you're hearing this, you're probably going to be even more incensed. The Tea Parties will be fired up. Anyway, Democratic Representative Garamendi. Trump is unstable, totally unfit for office, and downright dangerous. On Friday's broadcast of CNN's Out Front, Representative John Garamendi, Democrat from California, stated President Trump is unstable, not fit for office, and downright dangerous. Now, I wonder how he knows that. Is he a psychiatrist? Has he ever examined, up front and personal, Donald Trump? Garamendi said that every morning you wake up wondering, what in the hell is the tweet going to say this morning? That's what America faces, and we got a bully. We saw him bully every one of those candidates in the Republican primary and do the same thing stalking Hillary in a debate. And then, who knows what he's going to say? It is downright frightening for the entire world. We got a guy in the White House that is unstable and not fit for office. He later added, who knows what's going to happen, because this guy is totally unstable, totally unfit for office, and downright dangerous. Really, John? What about you? Okay, so that's John Garamendi. Now, I just for all of you that are listening to my show right now in this area where I'm broadcasting from, I'm just sure you're nice and happy to hear that you would have such an irresponsible statement by such an irresponsible man to begin with, John Garamendi, say such things about our president. Of course, he knows everything. You know, John Garamendi knows everything, right? I guess Hillary's not a bully. She just orders people killed, right? Oh, I'm sorry, John. Can you tell us about how she handled the DNC? Can you tell us about Uranium One, John? Let's ask questions of you, John. What about in your area, John? What's going on in Northern California, John, that you can talk about? Maybe you don't want to talk about oil and gas and Jerry Brown and all. Let's see what you want to talk about. Let's talk about how dangerous you are, John. Let's do that one. Is there a perp walk for you, John? Inquiring minds want to know, John. And I'm just one of those. By the way, you are my representative, and maybe I should just start demanding answers of you publicly and just sort of ask questions of my representative. Would that be fair, you think? I don't know. Maybe it wouldn't be so fair, but it might be fun. So this is what we're dealing with, are people like John Garamendi, who's about as irresponsible as they come, and for obvious reasons. He's a very irresponsible man, and no one in my neck of the woods cares for him. Because of this kind of crap that he says.
Wondering, what in the hell is the tweet going to say this morning? Well, that's what America faces. And we got a bully. We saw him bully every one of those candidates in the...
Well, there you go, John. Thanks, buddy. Just what we want to know. So that was him. That was him. So John Garamendi, a Clinton friend and good buddy, good friend of Jerry Brown... You know, he's kind of gone unhinged now. He's always been kind of quiet and mousy. You know, don't you love it when the mouse roars? Well, I'm sorry. He's kind of ratty. And don't you just love it when the rat roars? I guess that's really the big deal. Is the rat roaring here? I would say yes, the rat is roaring. And no one's really listening except for the people who are setting out the trap for the rat. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Okay, agenda21radio.news. And also, you can email me, paul@a21r.com. That's paul@a21r.com. Well, 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 John Garamendi, our boy, the rat that roared, I guess you can say about him. And we'll be asking him some questions the next time we run into him from Agenda. What do you think about the president? Why do you say such stupid things? Because I'm stupid. And, you know, it's the group think going on here. So everywhere they're going to start this whole thing. You can see this. The reason I bring out Garamendi, and he happens to be my representative, this is going on all around the nation. Check it out. It's happening with your Democrats in their congressional districts. All over the nation. This is the mantra. This is now the offensive. First it was Russia, Russia, Russia. We're going to impeach him. Russia, Russia, Russia. And now it's, he's unfit, he's unfit, he's unfit. I mean, I say that because of this reason. And I'm really ripping on Garamendi, right? But this is one thing I've noticed about Garamendi over the years and watching him And I really don't care for his politics. He's a schmarmy rat kind of guy. But I've never known him to make comments like that in that extreme. And it's clear, I mean, why wasn't he making these kind of comments a week ago? Or 2 weeks ago? Or a month ago? No, he's making it now. Along with everybody else. That's my point. So you have a guy who's schmarmy, who's rat-like, greasy. I mean, he's everything that you would see in, you know, in a guy in his position. But he doesn't berate people. That's just not his nature, actually. Doesn't berate people like you just heard. That's not his. So I'm saying to myself, the big picture is now coming into focus. And I'll bet you can check your own local representatives and check to see what they're saying, where they're at. They're Democrat ones. Some of them Republican ones. We've got those Republicans. Some of those Republicans that are anti-Trump, and they're expressing it through Jeff Sessions. We brought this up last week, and it's still there. So this is, you know, because remember, Jeff Sessions just laid out what? He just came out on Thursday of last week and said, well, guess what, folks? We're going to create cannabis chaos or marijuana mayhem, whatever you want to call it, because we're going to make cannabis illegal again. We're going to get rid of the memo. This memo that was written during the Obama administration said, we're not necessarily going to prosecute offenses for marijuana from the federal standpoint. So all of you, you know, attorney generals out there, all you people out there in the field, we're just not going to. So don't even never mind. Just let these states do what they want to do. Because that's what George Soros was commanding us to do, right? Remember that? The Cole memo? So now, of course, what was happening? This came back when, what was it, James Cole? The Cole, yeah. It was addressed to all U.S. attorney generals. This is back in August of 2013. And now, all of a sudden, what we've got going on is, well, there's a new sheriff in town, and he wants to enforce federal law. And the Cole memo basically said, don't enforce federal law, as far as marijuana was concerned. So the feds went light during Obama, go figure. Just at the same time, oddly enough, that California would completely allow all these huge marijuana grows, and now we 60% of the marijuana that's grown in California is exported to all of you out in the country. Isn't that nice of us? And it just turned legal in California this January 1st. Of course, now we've got marijuana mayhem. Now, there's been a lot of pushback against Sessions by some of your Republicans. And it's really amazing. Now you got Jim Jordan, who apparently hates Sessions with a passion. He's a Republican. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. He has been going after Sessions like, well, an unbridled, well, it stays diet, gilding. Horse people get that. So he's been going after Sessions. And, you know, Sessions has got his own issues going on with all of the different things happening. And we've heard from Chris Street and from other people that are fairly close to Sessions and know what's really going on. And just from our own observations, I'm just my professional background and so on, dealing with large bureaucracies, not even remotely as large as what he's talking about, but I understand the dynamics. They're all the same. So, you know, you got to get your people in and all that good stuff. So Jordan goes after him. And then you've got also people that are not happy that he comes in and he's got the marijuana policy back in place. He's going to support the law. He's going to act on the law. So what that means that all these people that have been involved with marijuana now, well, federal law applies. Hello. And are they breaking the law in California and all the way around in the nation? Yes, they are. They're breaking federal law. So they could be held accountable, which it seems what they're going to start doing with Jeff Sessions. So all of a sudden, people are starting to squawk about Jeff Sessions. It's the attack on Sessions, full on, by the Republicans. So this is kind of interesting. We're seeing Dana Rohrabacher, who's a person of interest to me. He's an Orange County guy who supports the marijuana industry, a Republican. He's lost all credibility, by the way, as a person. And, of course, what's he doing? He's squawking about Sessions. Oh, boy. And, of course, we heard from that guy out there in Colorado. He's all over. He's all over Sessions. You lied to me. You lied to me. Anyway, so, and he's a Republican. And, of course, he was against marijuana before he's been for it now. So it, after, you know, Prop, was it 64? I talked to this guy from Colorado yesterday. He was talking about the crazies, what's going on in Colorado. And it's really sad because everybody from California, he said, came out to smoke marijuana and get stoned. And now everybody just has flooded Colorado to go out and get stoned. And you have a lot of people that are just stoned beyond all recognition. Not a good thing going on. This is the typical. I talk to people in Colorado quite often, actually, sort of. At least once or twice a week, we get Colorado calls, and we swap stories and stuff like that. It's not good what's going on in Colorado. I don't care what anybody says. Might be good for some. It's not good for everybody else. It's really good for the cartels. What's happened in Colorado is exactly as I said was going to happen before they legalized it. It was on the show, on the Agenda 21 radio, telling everybody, hey, guess what? The only people that are going to really make money by your legalization of recreational use for marijuana are the cartels. Because they pay no taxes, but they're going to charge the same rate, if not higher, because they can have easier access to pot rather than going through the stores, right? So, let you know, the cartels who can sell their pot to anybody, anytime, they get straight profit. I mean, there's no storefront. There's no taxes. Yet, you know, if they want to, if the going rate of pot, let's say, is $100 an ounce, just throw that out there. Okay, well, you know, there's going to be taxes on top of that. So let's say you're going to add on another $25 in taxes. So it's $125 now. Let's say $1,000. No, it's $100. So what? Guess what? The store is going to pay that, and they're also going to pay for the overhead. So are they making any money at $100? No. Who's making the money? Well, the cartel who's selling it for $125. Think about that. And that's exactly what we have going on in California. Marijuana Mayhem. We'll be back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust My Pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we are back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay. Enough of this craziness. I know. Tool. That's who that is. Okay, so marijuana. It's kind of interesting in California what's happening with the marijuana business. Our own Chris Street has written absolutely a brilliant story. I should have had him on today, you know, but God, I mean, I don't even know where yesterday went. I mean, my gosh, there is just so much stuff going on. It's craziness. It's absolute craziness. Anyway, so he has written a story that came out on Breitbart, and it's called Legal Recreational Marijuana is Threat to California's Emerald Triangle. Now, for those of you who do not know, the Emerald Triangle is in Northern California. And basically, it's, Mendocino County on up to the border, Del Norte and all that stuff, all the way to Oregon. And a lot of people have been, since the timber industry went out, by the way, since the environmentalists came in there, just hardcore environmentalists, you know, the spotted owl, get it? It is time for a cup of coffee. At least a sip, please. Agenda 21 Radio Coffee. I'm telling you, we're going to start marketing that stuff. Okay, so the Emerald Triangle in Northern California, long time under a siege economically. And this is the root of the evil. You know, marijuana at the time when they stopped timbering up there, wasn't really a product. I mean, people were growing marijuana. I mean, if you've ever been up in that area, it's just fantastic country. I mean, and the rich vegetation and the trees are just incredible. And the large redwoods, I mean, my God, the coastal redwoods are fantastic. And by the way, there are elk. And they, I was hiking on a road in Northern California. I think it was Humboldt County. And the forest comes down to the ocean. It's really, really pretty. And go hiking through this trail, and I'm not really I'm cognizant of what's ahead of me, right? Because I'm getting to the beach and not really paying attention. So I all of a sudden I kind of stopped, and I'm sitting there, and I had a female friend with me, of course, and we're just sitting there, just taking in the view. It's so romantic, and all of a sudden there's a swishing sound in the bushes. Now these bushes are quite high, quite frankly, and so I'm sitting there going, what the heck is that? And I look over, and literally about 3 feet from me is the rear end of an elk, a big elk. Now, elk are not small animals. And it was just sitting there. I mean, it started wagging its tail. It was eating, and apparently we snuck up, and the darn thing didn't realize we were there. But that swishing tail sure created quite a little stir with my mind going, holy moly. And this... the rear end of that thing, just right there, right in your face. Like, what the heck is that all about? big animals, big, but just beautiful vegetation and all that up there. Well, they stopped timbering and lumbering because the radical environmentalists said this is the way we need to go, of course, sustainability, all that stuff. So they destroyed the lumber industry in Northern California. And people were left to their own devices, and marijuana was one of them, really. And this is where Bo Bergdahl was caught, is up in this area. And remember, he was caught at a marijuana plantation. Guys, don't remember that one? Just before the shooting in Roseburg? Yeah. What was he doing there? And actually, he was saying he was going to a Buddhist seminary up there. Really? Yeah. But he was caught at a marijuana farm, over 100 and some plants were being grown, and big ones. The sheriff caught him. And they said, well, what are we going to do with this guy? What are we? He deserted. I mean, literally, he was allowed to go on some sort of, you know, weekend thing, and he hadn't gone back. He was like 4 or 5 days AWOL. Is that what it is, AWOL? AWOL. See, I'm thinking of, you know, the other thing. Anyway, so they caught him, and then they returned him to the army. Well, it just so happens that that particular monastery is a monastery that was right next to him. It wasn't at the Buddhist one, but he was at a Ukrainian Catholic monastery right next to it, the property that was growing all this marijuana. That's where he was apprehended. And been known also at this property, not necessarily the monastery, but the property had been known to be a source of gun running and been affiliated with the Taliban in Northern California. See, that's when you have marijuana and drugs and all this money going on and cartels, and you know the cartels mix it up with a lot of different other cartels like the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, even in the United States of America, because you know marijuana is such a cash crop. It's huge, billions of dollars of marijuana grown in California. Now don't you find that really interesting that Bo Bergdahl was there? This is just before the shooting in Roseburg. Remember that one, the school shooting, the college, Umpqua College, remember that? Yeah, it makes you kind of wonder where that guy got all those guns, doesn't it? Well, we kind of know. But anyway, so that's the area that we're talking about. So we're going to come back in the next hour. We're going to bring up this article about Chris Street. Legal recreational marijuana is a threat to California's urban trying. You see, when we started out here with our 215 business for medical marijuana, there a kind of a, I guess you would say, an emerald triangle of medical marijuana, and people selling medical marijuana to the distributors became quite the cottage industry, and it brought back a lot of jobs, if you will, to the emerald triangle that were taken away by the radical environmentalists that took away the lumbering jobs. So they had to resort to this type of growing now, just to have, you know, food on the table. So the point is that they're not real happy with this new legalization of marijuana for recreational reasons, because why? It puts them out of business. But when we come back in the next hour to talk about this, you're going to find out what it really does. And it's going to blow your mind. We'll be back.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860.
800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. You can also email me, paul at 821r.com. And our sister website, which is newcaliforniastate.com. Visit it. I'm telling you, it is explosive what's going on with New California. Also, MyPillow. One of the best things I've ever done is get MyPillow. And it's MyPillow. It's not yours. It's mine, personalized to me. That's what I liked about MyPillow when I ordered it. I was able to sort of detail it out and get the kind of pillow that I really need, which is a firmer pillow than most people take. Put my head down on that bad boy, and guess what? I've been sleeping through the night consistently. MyPillow is probably the best, one of the best things I've ever done for sleep, other than, well, I was checked out for sleep apnea. And by the way, if you have sleep apnea, I'm telling you, as a CPAP user, this goes very, very well with the placement of the head and able to keep that mask on properly and things like that. So I recommend MyPillow. 800-266-4715, and AGENDA is the code word. 800-266-4715, code word AGENDA. Okay, we're going to come back when... The next hour, we're going to be talking about this legal recreational marijuana is a threat to California's Emerald Triangle. Isn't it amazing how much marijuana we're talking about? And then you have Jeff Sessions, who's going to spoil all the fun for all these, well, you know, people who partake of the herb. It's only an herb, right? It's totally harmless, as they say. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website again. Agenda21radio.news, and you also the sister site, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, and become a member. By the way, if you are an expat of California, come on home back to New California. Thanks for listening, and remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.